I feel like there needs to be something said about what does a payday mean to me? Like, what does that even look like for me? And I feel like I need to share about it because I feel like, you know, in the world, people will talk about paydays in the sense of like, hey, this is how much money I'm getting and this is when I get paid kind of thing, right? But for me, when I'm thinking about payday, I'm actually talking about like having a, having that sense of accomplishment in some ways in doing something that it's not like you're really being paid monetarily for it, but it's like you're being paid by getting to witness. To me, it means getting to witness the hand of God work in someone's life to watch them in their transformation from a caterpillar to a butterfly, right? Watching, getting to watch and be a witness of someone blossoming, right? And that to me is a beautiful payday, right? It's, I care more about someone having an experience and having a transformation than I do normally for like a monetary compensation. When it's both at the same time, that's like absolute, like over the top, like what just happened, right? That's fantastic, right? But if I were to prioritize one or the other, that's absolutely it, right? Like I care so much about making sure that, you know, someone can have an experience, like have, like there's stepping stone moments in people's lives, right? And I love to watch out for those experiences for myself and for others around me, right? Because the thing is, like, I've been helped so many times over and over again before I even could say that I needed help and ask and reach out for it, right? I just had people in my life that were constantly there as my stepping stones in very crucial moments in my life where I couldn't even have words to ask for it, right? Because I wasn't always kind of a go-getter person. There was a season in my life where I just was so dependent on somebody basically reading my mind and offering things without me being able and capable and confident enough to say I needed that, right? And so, you know, whenever I get the opportunity to notice that something could be of help to somebody, I take it, I love it because then it's like, oh, here's a stepping stone opportunity, right? This person needs this and this could help. Let's see if it could work, right? And I care about people having help, right? If someone needs help, I care about them getting it, right? Maybe it's part of it is because one of my love languages is absolutely service, right? I care about me getting served when I need help and also other people getting help when they need help, right? I just feel like it's a human right, you know? I know there's places in the world where it's so hot and scorching that it's like a human right kind of law that they created that everybody, anytime someone comes to your door and asks for water, you have to give it to them, right? Like it's like against the law to not deny deny someone water, right? And sometimes I wonder what that would be like if people had this like inner code, right? Where it's like someone needs help and they're ready to help them, right? Like they're ready to take the time to be like, okay, who are you? And what do you need? And why do you need it? And, you know, just like take the time to like slow down and be ready for those opportunities and instances. And I'm not saying that because I'm like this preacher person, perfect person and doing those things. I'm saying it because I really do feel the deep yearning for it. And possibly part of that yearning is because I'm still learning how to be this person that wants to be selfless one day, right? You know, like I just feel this deep yearning, right? That's why whenever I have opportunities where I notice someone needs help, I love to try. I love to try to practice it, right? Because I lived enough years and moments in my life where I was the bully, right? I was the bully. And I was the person that was dragging people down and making people's lives harder, right? Because of my ignorance, because of my selfishness, because of my, you know, whatever it was in me that was aching that made me feel like, oh, if I drag other people down, then maybe that's a good use of my time, right? Like, you know, I spent enough time in my life in that place that once I escaped that, you know, jail of sorts of destroying people and destroying communities and families, and, you know, like, once I escaped from that paradigm of this is like the only way to do life, I was so grateful to escape from that and then finally get into the space of mind and heart to be like, oh, what does a person truly need, right? What would truly lift them up right now, right? What could possibly help them have a better day, right? And start asking these questions, these good quality questions, to lead to good quality interactions with others, to be strengthening and building people up and to be helping them, because I was deeply inspired by the works, the teachings, the life of Jesus Christ. I really was. You know, once I found him and who he was, there was just something about him and his experience and his story and everything about him that was just so, so deeply moving, right? It just put all the pieces together. It was like, oh, no wonder, you know, some of my greatest heroes, like Mother Teresa, right? Or these other people, no wonder they were able to be who they were because they had Jesus Christ as their guide, right? As their guide point of like, you know what? What would Jesus do? Is a common question, right? And it's not something to be mocked or, you know, scoffed at or anything like the way that I used to think about people. You know, I just felt so bad reflecting on what I was like and who I was in junior high, right? Like just this hardcore atheist, anti-Christian, hate people with religious everything kind of a person, right? And it was just, I was just so ruthless and so unkind and so ignorant, right? And I just felt so grateful that within a couple years, I was able to escape that space and heart set mindset because of some very special, specific experiences that I had that changed my life, right? That changed the whole trajectory of my entire life. And I've just felt so, so deeply touched to have had those opportunities in my life. So that now I get to live a life where I do. I care about people, right? I actually do, right? Was grateful to be brought out of this, like, you know, spirit of cynical, you know, anti-human nature, everything, anti-humans kind of perspective. And I was so grateful to come into the hope, right? The hope of what's possible with humans that know their potential and know what they can be stewards of and know their responsibilities and know and own them, right? Like rather than being these humans that are just constantly destroying and taking advantage of and abusing situations and people and resources and all of this, but instead being this human that is choosing to be more than just an animal, right? Choosing to use their brain, their heart, their everything, all of their resources and everything that they could possibly gather and do more good with it, right? I think that was like one of my biggest aha moments at one point in my life where I was really trying to ponder what's the difference between us as people and animals, right? And I just really was trying to figure it out. And there's something that came to mind of something like, well, the thing with animals is they poop all over the place, right? And then they just move on, right? Whereas us as humans, like, we have the capacity to understand our stewardship. And so we have the capacity to, you know, make messes and clean them up, right? And we have the foresight and the, you know, ability to think into the future in different areas, but not just for our own species, but for the good of all the species, right? We have that mental capacity to have this higher brain capacity thinking to make good opportunities on a generational level, right? And we can make, we can grow and become, and we can transform, and, you know, it's almost like, you know, when we're born, we're like a certain species, right? And then as we grow, every year, we're a different species, right? And then, like, you know, we get to this point where we end up, or, you know, we land in this one species where, you know, we are grown to the point where we can see and we can understand how our footprints and how what we do has an impact, right? And then we make choices because of what we know, right? Versus just being totally in the primal, you know, natural state of just doing whatever we care and whatever we want, it becomes this thing where we're like, no, this life is more than just abusing for abusing it and not caring where everything will go and how it will affect this, that, or the other. No, this life is actually here for us to own it, to do good with it, to perpetuate that goodness and create more fertile, beautiful soil for the next generation, right? Not just on a physical level, but on a mental, emotional, spiritual, healing kind of a level.